And now to the latest on the deepening mystery of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Australia's Defence Minister David Johnston says he is prepared for Australian teams to keep searching for weeks for the missing Malaysian jet carrying 239 people. The search area has now been dramatically expanded to cover around a dozen countries as well as deep and remote oceans. Australia is one of 25 nations scouring that vast area for any sign of the missing plane. The Prime Minister says he'll call his Malaysian counterpart this afternoon to see whether Australia can contribute anything more to solving the mystery. The Defence Minister has been speaking to Louise Yaxley.
Well, we've, as you know, for a week now had two P3 Orions tasked by the Malaysian government, and of course the facts and circumstances of the whereabouts of that aircraft have been unfolding over the course of that week, and so we are now switching our focus to further west from the original area. But may I say that my heart goes out to all of the families and friends of all of those people on this particular aircraft. This is a most mysterious occurrence. I know the Prime Minister is very, very concerned to assist Malaysia in any way we can. Malaysia is a very good friend of Australia's.
Does that mean we send more assets?
Well, it may, but at this stage, these aircraft both have each an endurance of more than 12 hours, so that to get out to remote places along the projected, speculated flight path of this aircraft, we have a very developed, mature capability. The aircraft has served us very, very well for more than 40 years. If anything can get out to the central part of the Indian Ocean, this is the aircraft that can. I think we're locked in to do what we can to assist the Malaysians as best we can for as long as it takes. But, that doesn't mean we'll be there for the next 12 months. But nevertheless, we've got to really make a big effort in these next 2 or 3 weeks, certainly, to get to the bottom of what has happened here.
Where specifically are our planes looking?
Well, I think they're looking to the west of the peninsula and further down towards Cocos Islands. Now, as to the precise tasking, I think that is a little bit of a moving feast. CDF does make public announcements. It's an operational matter as to where we're going. But as I say, I think it's changing quite regularly, and it would be the last word I had this morning was we're down towards Cocos Keeling.
Are you satisfied with the communications we've had with Malaysia as they've talked to us about this?
Well, I am satisfied with them. I think they're as perplexed as we are. And I've seen an absolute parade of experts on television stations pontificating and hypothesising about what has happened to this aircraft. It is most mysterious. Now, all I can say is, with the other 25 nations that are participating and helping Malaysia, we're in there too.
That's Defence Minister David Johnston speaking to Louise Yaxley in Canberra.